보당 다다 정성이 컴다 미빠다 내 컴바 컴다 미빈 온기 산지르기 바 디자라니 취 마 땡이 데리 마다와 카 마다와 다 제지바레 스테레 바바지 산지 수요 마레스노.
So here we have gathered to talk about Dukkha, established tenets, established philosophical viewpoints. First of all, I'd like to give you a quotation which says, Sankhya Pali Shivata Lava Tube Kombamin. For Buddhists, there are four and five. Four and five are not the view of the Buddhas. So it's a very terse. What it means is, for a Buddhist, there are only three refuges, not four refuges. For refuge, there are only four schools of thought, not five schools of thought. We are talking about Buddhist schools of thought. So why Buddha, why are there four schools of thought? Why not many more? There are only four schools of thought based on mental outlook, disposition of people that went to listen to the Buddha. So Buddha taught according to people's level of development. A Buddha is called omniscient being, omniscient, particularly because a Buddha, while addressing a huge audience, is able to read the mental development, is able to read the mind of each and every person, and therefore pitches the teaching in a customized way to suit the need of each and every person. So, based on their level of development, Buddha presents different views, and each view and the views would become ultimate view for each and every person. And a Buddha does not teach whatever he or she knows. Buddha always customizes the teaching up to suit the need of the people.
Then also me to the Jain, me to the Edom to Guin, Sendo de Chipachan Javina, some of Gawin Gilmare. In a good me to the Soso Sendo Mandava, Yasu, the Jerry Dangur, Soso Damba Noji, Sanji, the Chamber Noji, call.
So, let me give an example. Suppose there are six people, and I'm going to give each person a shirt. And all that they get is a shirt, but I'm not going to give everyone blue color. Because some people like green, others like grey, others like red, and so on. Each person has a preference of a color. And therefore, if a Buddha were a person in charge of giving shirts, Buddha would be able to give the shirt in terms of the color preference of individual person. This is just a coarse example. In other words, when Buddha gives teachings in order to temporarily satisfy them with certain philosophical view, which will become stepping stone for them to grasp higher philosophical views.
ti cindo tu yewe na cindo tu de yasho kagre la ne so de ni de yasho re la gro wa
so each person chooses a color a shirt of different color and if the person who gives the shirt will say which of these color is the best each person who had chosen the color according to their preference would say that is the best color.
Ti nanji gi sanji bi ga chinta jibo ti gi chinta ma wa su 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 ji gi chinta ya su tatu di su nara dunda re si la we.
Likewise, if you ask the proponents of for each of the four schools, the proponents of each of the four schools, which is the best school of thought, and each will say their school of thought is the best. However, people who have chosen a shirt of a particular color won't remain stuck with that choice. Over time, their color preference would change, and as accordingly, they would also change their color from blue to yellow or orange, whatever. In the same way, although there are four schools of thought, particularly the views, the philosophical views of the lower schools, although proponents of those views, those schools of thought, are happy with their views, but over time, when they become more dispassionate about their own stance and really examine their own stance with a better judgment, with a better logic, they will see that what they thought was once so true now begins to be not as true, or there's some ground for change. And as a result, when they see that what was held to be once really the truth now needs change, and as a result, they will also change and grow. So that's why it is said it is wrong and not helpful to take teaching of the Buddha as gospel on the grounds that teach words of the Buddha cannot be challenged. We should not take words of the Buddha literally, and they are open to interpretation.
Sanji Kanavi and Dodi listen to it. Gelong tawa kenoji, seje tawa seje na loba leba tawa ngai ka gelong tawa kenoji. Ti karsu ngas ne pe korangi ni sumba de gelong kapa de su ni sumba de se jam ma jawa te jawa zebu le pe seje nyong ni jawa sum che ka ba na shi gi ni tenta na yu jawa ya po je da ne ti ko ji che ba ro bu le ta tu tawa ni ye tu le song.
So that's why there is this citation of the bhikshu or bhikshus. Just as when a goldsmith buys a yellow metal, a goldsmith puts the yellow metal through three different stages of a test to see if the yellow metal is gold or not. They don't just buy the yellow metal because it has gold, because it looks gold. They scorch, they cut, they burn the yellow metal to see if any one of these tests certifies, proves that the yellow metal is indeed gold. And in the same way, Buddha has not only advised, but in fact required. He has required bhikshus, meaning the ordained, and the learned, to put Buddha's, his own word, his own teaching about things into under three logical analysis. So Buddha said things must be examined and then accepted on the basis of a logical conclusion.
아니 예조선의 샤선도와지 체험에 보고요. 시에와 지바도에 요마를 상하셔버려. 이네 따위 돈이 지바만다원도 주고요. 이게 돈이 전당다가 쳐주고요.
So there are four schools of thought, and the four schools of thought came about not in terms of their conduct, not in terms of their lifestyle. All the Buddhist lifestyle universally. Is one of a non-violent lifestyle based on absolute abstinence from violence, therefore practice of violence. The four schools came about in terms of a particular ultimate view, about what is real or with regard to reality at a given time. So all the four schools came about on the basis of a proposition, on the basis of positions held about what is real. Now, in terms of their philosophical stance, the first two schools, that is Vaisheshika and the Sutra, do talk about the topic of two truths, the topic of true truths. Which are conventional truths and ultimate truths. So, whilst both the first two schools do talk about the topic of true truths, but what are the true truths? What are the examples of the true truths? Are different.
That is the sense of the Lula.
Briefly speaking, the first two schools differ in terms of their examples of relative truth and ultimate truth. Now, the third school of thought is called mind-only school. Or Chitra Matra. Now, when this school talks about the true truths, it presents the true truths in terms of what is called three natures. They are called literally Tsinyi means definition. Okay, you have heard it so many times. What is Tsinyi means definition? But here, Tsinyi refers to three natures. Here, the mind-only school talks about the true truths in terms of three natures. So, if you can recall, when we talk about each of the four schools, we talk about each of the four schools under three main headings or divisions. And Shi means ground reality, Lam means path, spiritual development, and then the final outcome, the final spiritual outcome or the result. So when we talk about the mindfulness school, we need to talk about mindfulness school in terms of ground reality. With regard to ground reality or Yi Namsha, we talk about ground reality is talked about in terms of a subject and object. You know, a subject meaning of consciousnesses and so on. Subject and object. So here, now, when we talk about mindfulness school, we talk about ground reality in terms of object. Okay, within the object, then we have to talk about the two truths. Within the object, we have to talk about two truths. And this school, as just mentioned, talks about two truths in terms of three majors. Okay, now these are, please, the technical terms, extreme, unique to this school. And it says, Xiangwang. Xiangwang means literally other powered, other controlled. And then it says, all compounded phenomena, Duje means, you know, things that came together through the law of cause, through the collection of causes and conditions, they are called Duje, means compounded. So it says, all compounded phenomena are called Xianwang, means other powered. Xianwang, Xian means other, Wang means control, other controlled. Other controlled, other governed, other powered. So these are some of the words used by many translators. And the second is called Yongzhu. Literally translated, the thoroughly established. The thoroughly established. An example of the thoroughly established according to this school is all emptinesses. Okay, four types of emptiness, 16 types of emptiness, all emptinesses are yongdups, the ultimate. In other words, the consummate or the ultimate.
That any body, ane tedang deba.
Okay, now remember we just had two examples. They are other powered, which is all compounded phenomena, which means all impermanent phenomena. All impermanent phenomena are called Xianwang. Secondly, all emptinesses, you know, all types of emptinesses are Yongdup, okay, the consummate, the thoroughly established. So these two, according to my mind only, are called the ultimate truth. Ultimate truth. So now, there's the ultimate truth which is impermanent. So, now they say, these are ultimate truths. So according to mindfulness school, the first two examples of true nature are the powered and the consummate. Not only are they ultimate truths, the ultimate truth exists truly, independently, innately. This is quite an important position. Not only are these two examples of ultimate truth, but these exist, you know, truly. Remember, normally, and from the high school point of view, nothing exists truly. But this school says these two examples of the ultimate exist independently, truly, or inherently.
That the color.
The third nature is called imaginaries. And this school says there is a category of phenomena which is neither other powered nor that consummate, yet there is a class of phenomena, and they are called guntak. Literally translated, guntak means totally imagined, fantasized. So, imaginaries. They have been called imaginaries by translators such as Rude. Okay? I'm counting your words. Now, Krishna says, this is again important, I'll say it, translate slowly. Why is the first nature, Xiangwang, you know Xiangwang? The other power? Why is the other power phenomena believed to be truly existent? That answer is, the other power phenomena, first nature, is truly existent because it is the basis upon which you determine the consummate and the imaginary, whether the imaginary exists or whether the consummate exists. The consummate. Of course, remember they say the consummate emptiness exists. So emptiness is believed to be the truth, highest truth, and therefore it has to be truly existent. And they say because that is truly existent, but when you look for the consummate, where do you look for? You look for the consummate among the dependent phenomena, among the other power phenomena. So in relation to which the consummate and the imaginary are searched for doesn't exist truly, then you know the consummate cannot exist at all. And because the consummate is the ultimate truth and it exists truly, that on which it depends must also exist truly. Okay, now please. Why is Xian Wang? Xian other, Wang means governed. Why are the other powered called Xian Wang, other control. They are called other part because the other part phenomena undergo change. They evolve, they constantly evolve, they change. And they change because their causes and conditions themselves undergo change. As a result, you know, other part phenomena themselves change. So they are controlled. Their status is controlled by the causes. Now, why are they called? Why do they exist truly? Why do other part phenomena exist truly? They said they exist truly because they are the basis. They are the basis. They are the object in which you look for the consummate. You know, the consummate means emptiness.
Mm-hmm. Da yung tu is a person gong na nandong na ji mi pa ta du nandong na ji mi pa ta du yin bei zang yong du xie gu yang su du xie de yang su du ya ge zang nandong nang ge chi da yin wo la mi luo de de mi pa ta du ma le zhe de yin wo ge mi pa pa wa che che de la mi pa ta du de sun du de da de yong du luo gu le zhe
nam sa lang ge pa mo zhe ge
也问题
Now, why is the second nature, which is called Yong Drup? Yong means completely. Drup means established, or thoroughly established, or completely established. Therefore, for reasons of simplicity, I accept the consummate. So, why is Yongdrup, the consummate, thoroughly established, called so? It is called so because it is the highest, you know, it is the highest and the ultimate object of meditation. Of the perfect path. The perfect path here refers to the wisdom of Arya being in meditative equipoise, looking for emptiness. And the emptiness, okay, only Yongdrup, only the consummate emptiness is the highest thing, therefore the consummate. Object of, you know, object of observation and object of focus. In fact, the perfect path also does consider other path phenomena, which is all impermanent things, but impermanent things get bypassed, sort of bypass. In terms of importance, because meditation on other part phenomena does not liberate the mind as much as meditation on emptiness. So emptiness, the consummate, is called so. So we need a slight modification after having spent so much breath on Prajnasatis. Krishna says, did I say Xiawang is ultimate truth? Did I say the first nature, Xianwang, is ultimate truth?
It was Inherently existent.
But did I say it is ultimate truth? Didn't he?
The second one was ultimate, wasn't it? Geshe-la did say that the first two natures are ultimate truth.
Now, Geshe-la says, and it's change. Hyangon is truly existent, but not ultimate truth.
Which one is that?
You know, the three natures, the first one.
The first of the other part. If you use a Tibetan word, the other powered
is not ultimate truth, but it is truly existent.
Thank you.
So actually, you said that he said these two are ultimate truths, so the ultimate truth is impermanent. You just pop that in there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So anyway,
so that maybe
everything needs change. Yeah. Okay. Plus, man.
Oh yeah. Jiangu de tenang tenpo mai bache, yongju de tenang tenpo mai bache, tenpo tu. Nengka tenpo tu pa mai bache, pa mai bache. Ah, tenpo tu pa de la ya, kudu tenpo mai bache, tenpo tenpo mai bache, niyo de tenpo.
So the point is, you know, point is other powered and the consummate are both temporary, truly existent. Okay? Everybody? They are both truly existent, but other powered is conventional truth, whereas the consummate or yongdu, parallel established, is ultimate truth. So you have interesting situation where something can be truly existent but cannot be ultimate truth. Let me elaborate a bit more on Namda Lam. You know, Namda Lam means perfect path. Again, if you want Namda, it means the consummate part or the perfect part. So why is the consummate or the second nature, thoroughly established, called so? It is called so because it is the last thing that is arrived at when Arya's wisdom, okay, when Arya's wisdom, understanding emptiness, meditates on, and when it meditates. It meditates through other part phenomena. And they sort of sift through the jungle of other part phenomena and ultimately end up arriving at emptiness. Okay, emptiness of emptiness. Okay, emptiness. And emptiness. Okay, I'm going to ask a question just a minute. And it is emptiness which, when you meditate on again and again and again, that the defilements of the mind, the pollutants of the mind, are eradicated. Not so much your meditation on other part phenomena. It is the emptiness which helps eradicate. Geshe-la anishtha shiwan shiwan anishtha shiwan ke tongyil tozun rwa shiwan ke tongyil tozun rwa ta
ah
shiwan ke tongyil tozun rwa
shiwan ke tongyil tozun tongyil shiwan
rwa ma marta namda gham gimme pa thadwa rwa tongyil res an tongyil de kabar te wosne shiwan ten tse kwa res rwa tongshi So, Chiru Tongi Kuba. Okay. So, I ask Keshila, okay, if Arya's wisdom understanding emptiness meditates on emptiness via the other part phenomena, and I ask Keshila, what is other part phenomena empty of? Because it can't be empty of true existence. Because they say it is truly. Normally we would say it's empty of true existence from a high school point of view. But here, other part phenomena do exist truly, and yet it has kind of emptiness. What is that emptiness? So Geshe-la says, other part phenomena, for example, form, in a visual form. Other part phenomena, visual form is empty of being a real external phenomena. Visual form is empty of being a really existent external phenomena. And that is emptiness of, okay, emptiness, okay, that is selflessness of phenomena. When you consider the other part phenomena of a person, then the person is empty of a self-sufficiently existent entity. Do you know Rangyutuba? Do you remember that? Self-sufficiently existent entity. Person, one's person or your person, other people's person. Person is empty of being self-sufficient. Self-sufficient, substantially existing entity. So, if you can recall, the first two schools believed that there are things outside the mind. Consciousness, the things that are outside there, like color, shape, form, and so on, they exist. Okay, truly outside consciousness, outside mind. But Now this school says, sorry, in a way, they say, what looks like things existing truly out there, materially, do not really exist out there. It's just, you know, reflection of the mind outside. So it is called mind-only school. That things are only, all phenomena are nothing but mind. Anyway, so according to this school, selflessness of phenomena is emptiness of external phenomena. That is, it is called, it's given a name, selflessness of phenomena. For example, you know, emptiness of the flower outside your mind. They say the flower outside your mind is not a flower really out there, but it's your mind. And that's the, anyway, unique position of the school.
But they look at Cheshire, the Zushiro tended to be Tonga City. Zook down non Shiba Nimbo, the Jemmy Tajin the Yabata, Mammy Shawir, Tatanda, Tindu Yomar, Zook down Shiba, Zook, she is too conducting the Zook Tonga day. Non Shiba Jill, Tendi Yoris. Shiba is a large change, Chadi Rasum. Ranji the Matuba, Shiba, Zedan, Sibi Ranji, Ranji, maybe Zushiro is Zook, Mavis. That they come to Tumu Maimi with that, Tinnegas Jango, the Ketchimbo Ingo.
So, as just mentioned, it's a unique position of this school, that Zook means form outside the mind. The form, for that matter, phenomena, I'm not good. Okay, form does not exist externally as a real external phenomena. It is form. Does form exist outside? Does it appear to exist outside? Yes, it does. And in what way does it exist? That does it appear to exist? It appears to exist outside because. Because your mind and form come from the same inner disposition. They are born at the same time. And so they are of the same nature. Form out there, things you see out there, and the perceiving mind are of the same nature. There is no distinction. So okay, now let me first talk about. So like other religious traditions, Buddhism also talks about hell, and but Buddhism says there is no real physical hell out there, but. When the karmic seed comes to fruition, and when the consciousness develops appearance of hell, when the consciousness who is going to suffer a hellish experience develops appearance of hell to itself or unto itself, then there's a hell. But there's no such hell as a real physical torture chamber, as it were, where people are brought and tortured. So now, that general belief of Buddhism about hell, for example, and this school of thought, really merit.
tadi kala ene tsengama roni ki tsengama ta tsendir ta kamda shin kawa shie ki shie ti ki le ngane sa che le de mu ba ta kam te le ki ta roni no wa shie wa roni te shie wa yambo le si go le
ta ju tu te de
ta ju ta ta ne ju ne chinta tsume ti na gro wa
na wo
tsengame ki le ti no mu mu ba ta
na wo
nāma te rōngjī ki sēnjī tēki tēndu kati mōwa nā kāngzā te sēn lēt kāsā kāma tēla shē hō rēs tēri dhūshā kō rēs i wā
kāka dā tēyō kāma sō kāma pūchō
kāma sō kāma sō nā kāwa shē hō nē shē hō nē tā kāra sē nā nāma rōngjī ki tē shē hō nē ki lē sō jō sē lē ki nāma kati mōwa nā sō mē sē shibē tē tē nō gō wā shibā tēla tēki kāma tēki tā mōwa chā wā tā tēla shē hō tē kāsā lē ki nāma mōwa
So, from this school onwards, okay, mindfulness school, Sabha Tantrika Mathematical School, and the Prasangika Mathematical School, they all agree that when beings, for example, when ordinary beings are reborn in three realms of existence, formless realm, form realm and the desire realm where we are now. So beings are reborn in the three realms of existence when the karma they have created in the past ripens. When the karma they have created ripens, come to fruition, the karma ripens at the same time appearance of that realm comes to the mind and the person is born or reborn in that particular realm. The three things happen at the same time. So when the karma ripens on a physical world, it ripens on the consciousness of the person, because it's the consciousness of the person who carries the seed, takes on a physical form. But that happens on the mind first.
Then I do be kasa, nesono meshewa se yinsi, nesono mashewa, kandu se yinsi, tse diin anda, tse kama le, saoja vege kasa, tam nesono shege, lege, samete, de mewa so entere mato, jen keke iso, ko kati mewa chawa ina sami tila tini devu sheji mewa chawa ina di magi mashiwa taa chewa rawa.
So we suppose that we do some kind of practice, Buddhist practice, in order to avert possible rebirth in Ngensung Summans in three bad migrations, animal realm, hungry cows, and hell realm. So when we do practice to avert, how do we avert? We avert possible rebirth in the three lower realms by rendering past karma, either in this life or in a previous lifetime, rendering them impotent, okay, without any potency. So, to your practice, what it does is, it renders past karma impotent, and therefore, with the potency gone, although physicality of karma may remain, the potency gone, then rebirth is not possible. Rebirth cannot take place without the potent cause being in place. When that potent cause is snapped, as it were, by your practice or by one's practice, then rebirth is stopped.
No, yeah, that thing that because Zubota Karina, Dumala Sobotea, she gave it to me to a maver, not sing it in a pa, and sing Ronchisi Abata, Ronji Abata, sing this to her, what the embarrass, and then the wrong shirt, Matuba, shirt to be coma de la, the nearly tattoo.
So from a mind only, that means only mind is true, nothing else is true. That is why. So according to mind only school, external things like suffering and as well as other external material things do not really exist as our misconception would have us believe that they do have a real external existence. So if this school says nothing exists outside the mind, if they appear to exist, it's just a mere appearance. And nothing short of a mere appearance, there's a true external reality. So when you have a suffering, the suffering may seem to be caused by an outside factor. No one out there, even karmically speaking, causes your suffering. Your mind creates a karma, and therefore mind experiences the consequence, which may seem to be outside, but which is within mind or is part of mind.
So
Yongtuk, you know Yongtuk, which is the continent, is the ultimate truth. Yongtuk, the consummate, the terror established, is the ultimate truth, or the consummate, sorry, is the ultimate truth. Why? Because only an Arya, only an unerring, only an unerring, not there is erring Arya consciousness, only an unerring wisdom consciousness of Arya being can find it. No other consciousnesses is able to pinpoint and gauge Yongtuk and find it. Only Arya's wisdom consciousness in equipoise, meditative equipoise, and therefore it is called Dandam Chujiki Nyetun Sarvar. So it is called, there's another word. Okay, consummate is that which is found by ultimate analyzing consciousness. I'll say that again. The consummate Yongtuk is called that which is found by the ultimate searching, ultimate hyphen searching, ultimate searching wisdom consciousness.
Da, yung dang kudo ni pote zumba chaba le, kudo zumba le. Kan zumba chaba ni si on si la so ba nga wuti gi ani yu jero. Di na ji ge tan se ja chen ni tan ni la so ba de da ya. Yu to ba la so ti gi jo de yin sa. Di ju ni de la tan ni ji ri se ma si wa le. Di ni se mi jo tu ni. De le cha yu si ba mo go yin sa tan ni ji ri bi ni de.
Whereas of three natures, now the other powered and imaginaries are called conventional truth and or relative truth or truth for the concealer, as Jeffrey Hopkins would say, truth for the concealer, truth for the concealer. Why? Because other part phenomena and imaginaries, so they are established, they are determined, they are established by sense consciousnesses, sense consciousnesses, the first one, other part phenomena, and imaginary are established by concepts, and it's a concept of imagination. And so their nature, these two natures are subject to change, and they are not stable, and their falsehood, their falsity is understood by a consciousness, by nominal searching, by nominal searching consciousness. Panya means that which exists relatively. Juji means that which looks for. Nyetan means the thing that is found. These two are truths for concealer or relative truth in that they are things discovered, found by nominal searching consciousness.
Gopis or Mayapis?
Are you confused? I'm confused too, Krishna says.
Yeah.
Vishnu says, and the time is up for tonight.
May of the Lord's feet remain in the world. The promise of mercy shall have been according to previous teachings. I give you this precious and honor and help my own teachings. And the precious Lord, my own, and we have come to ask and pray. We have come to ask and wish and praise for all of you. And we have come to ask and wish and praise for all of you. May those teachings be the source of the lessons of your times. So we have crossed by the mountains of joy. Thank you.
What? Have a question?
One.
Yes.
So if the non-dharmic school like believe that all phenomena is external, what about other sentient beings, and what about the Buddha himself? Like, if the Buddha is a reflection of our own mind, then does that mean? And also by mind-dharma, do that mean the Dharmakaya? Is that what mind-dharma means, or like is it by ultimate, you know, the consummate kind of a bit there? Is that like Dharmakaya?
Geshe-la, ane-chigi, sem-sambe, ane-chigi, ane-chwe-tam, jis-sem-ke, danye-sambe, yin-se-ra-ba, chi-ru-g, ane-chigi, ka chi-ru-g, su-ru-ga-bo, chi-ru-g, ane-chigi, su-ru-g, chi-ru-g, dandru-ga, yom-ma-re-es. Yende, yin-me-ne-ra-ba, ane-chigi, sem, rang-le-shin-be, sem-jin-ta-ta, ngon-su-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta, ta-mi-chigi, ru-tung-go-ra-ba, ane-sem-jin-ta-ta, te-ne-chigi, so-so-le-shin-be, sang-ge-ra-ba, je-ra-ba-so. Ante, sang-ge-nu-du, chiru yuwa maresi, sozu sim suyabiru tisi goriwesi. Chikche, nini, ane yungtup sinaji ka suyabiru. Kala sim sinaji, sim tsam sinaji. Di sim tsam di chugu la ane chigi shishani. Sim tsam re chigi ta, sim tsam marsa chowarwa, gongsa chowarwa. Samutansi di chugu la gongne. And symptoms sungo arvesa. Arresa.
Symptoms here, the chukla gong are the jingi induko already in a time, shedanichina. Symptoms here. Chitamji ran, rongin homi, chitamji ran, and be singing dani danji race, and marry. Sharangi homa, the ink sing dani race, did not go marry.
Rang rang nawe chip means each and every phenomenon that appears to your conscious, okay, each and every phenomenon that appears to Maria's consciousness is of the nature of Maria's consciousness. But things that appear to my consciousness, Lawson's consciousness, is not of the nature of your consciousness.
Then,
what?
But because if you're part of the consciousness, then you are part of that consciousness, you see what I mean? So you don't have your own.
See what I mean? I see, what do you mean?
Well, if you're just an idea in my mind,
yeah.
Then, you know, my projection of you has its own ideas and its own mind, but you know what I mean? Ultimately, it's all just in my mind, isn't it?
Tika ndiye nasi kishida rwa. Pena losang, ngala nawa losang di nye simgi tanyi yinpe yina asi rwa. Nye simgi churud motubiya na. Ani losang nawa yata, losang nawa debyo rwa. Diya nye simgi tanyi yinko rwa asi. Kansi nda losang di nye simgi tanyi rwa. Kola nawa yata yi chio tamche nye simgi tanyi chakma rwa asi. Losang that appears to Kathy is of the nature of Kathy's mind. Kathy la nang losang di Kathy ki sim ta ni re ya zhe ba. Jie dang ta Kathy la nang losang la Kathy la nang losang la nang de zhe ba. De ti de yang ani ji ki Kathy ki sim ta ni chang ma re s. Kansana, toti mola tate as it.
Ah, yes, that because I'm in my new line, but Aja did it tomorrow, the tomorrow even near is.
Here I said, remember, with regard to touch and things you see, there are two types common and uncommon. You know, common and uncommon.
Aja tomorrow, in big, Losanda, T. Losan with Pichetang, there's some Chiron Mujet and Rema, the Jensukon of my Pichetang, your Maris. Tomorrow, the Chiron Wangamari, tomorrow, Wangarima, the second to my Maris.
So, that, okay, now the appearance of Losang to you and things that appear to Losang and which appears to you in the Losang, these are unique to you. There are other appearances that are common, and that which is common can't be just your own.
But that's a fault, isn't it, in the theory? It's a fault in the theory.
Which is fault?
Well, you know, if there's nothing outside of my mind, then it's presumption that anyone else exists, and therefore it's a presumption that anything is in common.
Both common and uncommon objects of appearance are false, but only the uncommon, even the common. For example, this house is a common object of experience of all the people here.
That is true.
I gave you this example in the past as well, and which also occurs in teachings. So when I'm observed by three people, and three people develop three distinct kind of perceptions, okay, you, for example, hate me, Kathy, and then when you look at me, because you don't like me, you only predominantly you will see the weaknesses, and then Grant likes Geshe-la. And he only, his fondness colors his perception. He only sees the good side of Geshe predominantly. And Maria is quite balanced, and and she doesn't see not so much what you see or not so much Grant says. She sees something that's neither of the two. So now, what Kathy sees in me. Do I have something that three observers see? Yes, I have something, but what you see is only what you see, and not is not what you see is not because of what I project to you. What you see in me is what you see. It's a function of your mind. The function of your mind is a predominantly karmic thing, and therefore what you see is not so much in what I do. It's not because of the object. If it were object, then it would appear equally to all three, and therefore what you see in one is not seen, not experienced by Grant and Maria, and your karmic the potency determines.
Okay.
Yeah, in fact, the question is The question is that is difficult and therefore heatedly debated in the debate courtyards. So in Dhammakirti's logic, Brahmana Avartika is called Chupa, means a cascade of water. Cascade of water. Literally, it's a nice name given. What actually it means is if three sentient beings, one a celestial being, another human, another, the third one, a hungry ghost, if all three people are presented a bowl of liquid, what humans call water, and if they are presented, what they presented is the same thing, I guess one particular entity, but a celestial being, God and goddesses, they will only see that, they will see nectar and they will even taste that nectar. Whereas when humans, Homo sapiens look at it, for example, and then H2O actually performs, is seen as, thought to be water, seen as water, and functions as water. When the same bowl of water is presented to 100 goats, it will see nothing but pus and blood. And when it just experiences, it will experience pus and blood. Why? So now, if the question is, we presented to one thing, but three things were seen different, three distinct things were seen. Is it the case that there are three distinct things? Your mother's one.
Have you?
Which one? The passage. Which one is the nectar? The nectar, or the bowl of nectar, a bowl of water, or a bowl of pus and water, pus and blood.
I mean, it depends on the perception and the disposition, the propensities, whatever of the particular.
Just indeed, and you get double poggy and partial rally, good sir. And so you're saying the academic and it's useless, are you saying?
No, I'm not saying it's useless. Yeah. I'm just saying, how am I to say what it's like for 100 years? I have actually no idea. I'm just taking his word for it.
Geshe-la, sumba, chup-hapa-kan energy is sa-ta mi-ta, yita-sum tembe-na-ra-wa, ana sa-la du-zi-ri, mi-la chu-ri, ana yita-la du-ndu, na-ra-san-ra-wa. Tan, sa-la du-zi-yi-ma-di, a-chan-zang-e-ha-gu-ga-ma-ra-is.
So the example that you use is kind of an interesting one, isn't it? Because actually we only have access to one part of that and then compare it with the other two, which we have no idea about except, you know, to accept that somebody else is
Miller, Miller. Okay, now let's talk about if the same bowl of water, if the same glass of water, if they are drunk by three humans, would would it be experienced differently?
I have no idea because I've only got my experience of it.
So you have an interpretation in there as well, of course, you know, and that, you know, if I drink a glass of water, it tastes slightly different. That it tastes salty to me. I can say, well, it tastes salty, and Catherine, no, it's sweet, and Grant says, no, it's neither, really. You know, and so you have an interpretation there, and of course, it's the same with the hungry goat. You know, their interpretation of the water is blood and fat, and the celestial being's interpretation of the of water is nectar. It's all interpretation.
I mean, an example that really comes home to me is if you look at one person and somebody say he's a church and the other person say he's a freedom fighter, it's the same person. That to me is quite a clear distinction from a point of view, isn't it?
Interpretation.
Terrorist and freedom fighter.
Yeah, you know, what some people call a terrorist, other people call a freedom fighter. It's the same person, isn't it?
So, get this in the first. Keshila, ane kethi kriwa, ane chuk glass kange misung tumba nara, drawsum yor vayas riwa. How do I know? Ka kira hapo le? I only know my taste. Kethi only knows her house. Kaza, ngare to mishina tuwa ka hapo kreis. Jaga ane kia dito la kaza, hilton nimba kya riwa. The entire person ane chige, chuk glass kange misung tumba nara, 지금 아무도 지금 사고를 지금 이 기들을 랍스틱레스 엔트 기타 가서 계시 갸그레스 힐튼스나 안 디토르 캐티르 봐 얘네 지 디티르 디트 마레스 내 하고 쇼체레스 바레 미치그르 봐 아 미치 안에 지금 미세 차좀 되네 개급 분달르 봐 소시 개급 분달 미세 차좀 되네 미신다 지금 안 프리즘 라와 탑드 징레스 그레스 미신다 지금 테러리스 Tabnunching and terrorist risk is. Doesn't it? That's it. The Yamarista.
See the copy in the majority, you know, in good or
no.
Majority didn't know you were killing good order.
So, you, but anyway, that's correct. If there's a person who, you know, kills and fights, and one will be called a hero. He'll be called terrorist or he'll be called freedom fighter. So there are two appearances.
Yeah.
So the question is there are two issues about the person. Are the two issues projected by the person or the two issues imposed on him? So the question is that this person did not project two identities. So that's you know, and for this person who kills and who uses violence and kills other people, so somebody would say he is a terrorist. Another person say he is a freedom fighter. So he is freedom fighter for someone who is a freedom fighter for someone who has the perception of seeing him as a freedom fighter. The point is he himself or she herself does not present so many aspects.
No, that's right. No, I understand that.
So what are we talking about then?
I'm just objecting that I was just objecting to the example that you used, you know, because it's not. I don't feel that the example of the gods and the hungry goats clarifies the point. That's all. Sorry. I mean, I don't want to carry the argument any further, but it's just such an abstruse example. Whereas you can just use something that we actually know about to make the example.
That we, or who are we? I'm going to go to the house. 아주 무슨 체내 무슨 뇌요 무슨 통요 말해서 봐. 아니 이게 주파바간데 주파바간데 아니 아 추다 두지 추.
내가 그러면 얘네 하고 이제 저랑 통요 말해서 얘네 근데 얘 봐도 있다. 이치 소리 말 그래서 나도 저 나도 이치지 주파바 공부 무슨 뭐라고 하지? 본지 얘 봐도 나도 괜히지. 토도 아지게. 이놈이 이게 그 가라 이지치 무슨 뭐라고 좀 주의해 봤대. 야, 제피도 됐어. 예수소서. 예수 보면 되게 시기가 많다.
I was in fact I don't see it either, you know. I don't see it either, but I can infer that if there was a glass of water, then three beings can I finish this without snickering counting. Yeah. I'm sorry. Okay, if I can infer that it can be seen and tasted differently by three people, by three classes of beings, because when same species, when three same species, for example, humans drink the same glass of water, their own direct experience tells that there are three different tastes. And that I use as an example to infer that they are possible. Not that I actually see myself, that if you present, not that I see God seeing water as God, nectar and pus, and so on.
I mean, also, like in the same day, I may have a different perception of what the water tastes like. You know, it'll be the same water, but
And
the same thing applies to food. When you eat the same dish when you're hungry and the same dish when you're full, again, you experience differently.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.